Classical opera has music as a fundamental component, and to which are added dramatic roles that are represented by the singers. American tenor Victor Robertson made his Metropolitan Opera debut, Broadway debut, and Kennedy Center debut all in the same season. He knows classical opera, but now he has also another approach.
Mainly, I focused on Rossini operas, so I did that for about 10 years. And now I'm really into modern operas. That seems to be where it's at, and there's so many good ones written and relevant stories, so that's where we are right now.
Robertson says nowadays there is plenty of subject matter for modern opera writing.
The operas that I've done in the past 4 years have been phenomenal. I only want to do them now because they're so fresh, they're so new, and they're so relevant. People can relate to them, and it's rich with drama. You know, we don't have to go look into the classics anymore. We have the relevant drama history in our country to choose from. We have a wealth of information to write music from.
And getting into subject matter for modern opera, let's talk about Malcolm X, native Omaha Muslim minister and human rights activist, who was a prominent figure during the civil rights movement. X, The Life and Times of Malcolm X, premieres on the Midwest this month at the Orpheum Theater. Robertson plays the role of Elijah and Street. This is a co-production with Opera Omaha because it tracks the life of Malcolm X. This opera was originally premiered in 1986. Kyle Thomas, Director of Marketing and Communications at Opera Omaha, calls this production a national revival production with companies from Michigan, New York, and the East Coast.
We were super honored to be able to be a part of that, especially because historically, Omaha being Malcolm X's birthplace, we really enjoy being able to bring that kind of back to Omaha. And that's kind of been part of this process as well within the co-producing companies, in that Malcolm X was born in Omaha and it will be produced here second.
From time to time, opera production companies make co-productions with others. In this case, the productions of X, Life and Times of Malcolm X, have the partnership of more than one, and the production is outstanding according to Robertson.
They put a lot of money behind this. The work is genius work by Anthony Davis. And the time is now. It's a perfect time to do it. And it's just, I can't wait till you see. You're going to be blown away when you see the staging.
Robertson feels that this opera was ahead of its time when it was written. The musical components are challenging.
Now that it's being done now, it's still ahead of its time musically. I mean, you've really got to be focused and on top of it to do this kind of music. It's very difficult. It's very difficult with the rhythms that it has, counter rhythms. What's amazing is it's so technically hard to sing, but at the same time, he adds a jazz element under it.
X, The Life and Times of Malcolm X, premieres this weekend at the Orpheum. For more information, you can visit operaomaha.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.